Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year we'll be talking Daf a lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Shkolim 20, talking a little bit about the Dead Sea. Rav Yochanan explains the Mishnah is requiring the second half be destroyed when talking about the Isaron, and talking about in the Gemara, just lost my place for a second, sorry, that the second half be destroyed because even leftover coins designated for the Minchas Chavitin go to the Dead Sea. As the Gemara explains above in the notes, Rav Yochanan holds that the leftover of the Kohen Gadol's tenth of an Eifah, of the coins that he designated for his tenth of an Eifah, are to be cast into the Dead Sea even though they have only monetary sanctity. Surely then the leftover flour must be destroyed even though it has not yet been invested with physical sanctity. As pointed out by the notes, the idea being, think about the Dead Sea. Even though the Dead Sea is one of the lowest points of Earth, even though the Dead Sea is called dead because nothing really lives in it, even though it's so much salt in it that you could float, make sure not to have any cuts because it would burn a lot, as when I went and studied in seminary yeshiva, I attest to it myself. Even though it's considered dead, there's so much life that could come about from something that seemingly looks dead or not inhabitable. There's so much we can do, even the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea gives life to products, gives life to different things such as Ahava, the brand Ahava, which really can help the body, which really could help the existence of a person. And we see here that the Dead Sea could be used for mitzvahs to get rid of the leftover money or whatnot. Even something which seems not to have life can give life to life itself. You look at the soil, it could seem dead. You look at the ground, it could seem dead. But of course, plants come right from the ground. So realize that in life, things might seem one way, but easily things can come about from it. Even life itself, even wonderful things, if we just try, we just exert our effort in our life. Join us next time as we talk Shkolim 21 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.